question which always comes up is, when is the proper time to start Chazaras HaShatz? How many people do you need to be able to be listening, to be ready to listen to Chazaras HaShatz, to start Chazaras HaShatz? So, as we said last week, that a person, the Shliach Tzibur, should be having 9 people listening to he's repeating the repetition of the Shemoneh Esrei and answering Omei. Otherwise, it's Karbar of Rechazel Lias Labatola. So it seems to be that it's pretty clear that you have to have at least 9 people listening to the Chazaras HaShatz to be able to start Chazaras HaShatz. There is a kula. There is a Mishnah Berurah which talks about it earlier. This is in Siman Kuf Chav Dalet, in a case where the tzibur has a doichik. There are cases where you can be makel to start Chazaras HaShatz with less than 9 people who are ready to listen. As long as there are 10 people there in the room altogether, you can start Chazaras HaShatz with less than 9 people. One place, Mr. Burr's Masha, that maybe 8 people listening is sufficient. One place it says even if you need even more cool than that, you can go down to even 6 people listening, and that would be sufficient. As long as you have 9-10 people in the room, 6 people which are listening, you could start Chazaras HaShatz. However, Mr. Burr points out that the minig is Lahamtin, or the Mr. Burr points out that the minig is to be wait for the Rav, the Abbezin, to finish his davening before we start Chazaras HaShatz. And he says further, and the reason why that was so, because most people daven too fast, so the proper thing is to teach people they should wait. He said, if that Rav is not there, you should wait for a person who davens word by word. Davens every word, clearly that's the purpose. You should wait for that person to finish. There is a Mr. Burr earlier by Kaddish which says, even though theoretically you could say Kaddish or less, but if you would wait before you say Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei by Maariv, let's say, you should wait till most of the people are finished, because why shouldn't they be Zaycha to answer Kaddish also? So if there's no rush, why shouldn't we allow them? There's always a rush, of course, but there's no real rush, right? If there's no real rush, why shouldn't we allow them to answer Kaddish also? It's proper, he says, it's a nochen that they should wait for the tzibur to be able to answer Kaddish. Or over here, to answer Kedusha, so at least they should finish in such a way, they would start in such a way that they could be able to answer Kedusha. Rabbi Yamin Zilber has a tshuva. He says, you have this phenomena, theoretically, where you say, okay, you have 10 people, there's no, the rabbi's not there, etc. You have a shul with 500 people, 10 people finish Shemoneh Esrei, you can start Chazaras HaShatz? Nami Starber, that's his scheme is he might say the tzibur. Rabbi the tzibur has not finished yet. It's not logical that he should be starting Chazaras HaShatz. His idea is he might say the tzibur, not 10 people, but the tzibur. So it's he has a long shuba where he points out this idea that if you have to wait for, in the case of the Rav is not there, you're not waiting for somebody who davens Mila b'Mila, at least if Rav or the Tzibur, you have to wait for Rav or the Tzibur to finish before you start Chazaras HaShatz. Based on the idea that the person's goal is to be much to the Tzibur. So again, so in a case where we're dealing with an issue of time, and there's a tzibur which has to get to work, etc. We're making certain kulas for that. We can go down to less than 9 people. You have a minyan mitzumsum of 10 people. There's no rav there. You should wait for all 9 people to be able to start Chazaras HaShatz. If one person is being marach, etc., whatever it is, you can start with less than that, 8, then possibly down to 6. In a case where you're dealing with the optimum situation where you don't have that type of pressure, so you wait for the rav. If not for the Rav, you wait for a person who davens Mila b'Mila word for word before you start Chazaras HaShatz. And then also you should be waiting for Rav or the Tzibur. You don't have either of those points. You should be waiting for Rav or the Tzibur before a person starts Chazaras HaShatz. Shir will be at 9:20. And have a good morning.